Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Comerica was busy this weekend. Over 100,000 people taking in Tiger baseball against the Texas Rangers. Friday night, Scooble was phenomenal. He's been great. People getting in line for his bobblehead on Saturday. But let's get into Scooble here, because I know it was a huge conversation on social media, on this radio station, fans buzzing. Wow, this guy's great. He's dominant. John, you want to throw him in the MVP race?
He should be in the MVP race. Yeah. And I understand what Aaron Judge is doing. And if Aaron Judge wins the Triple Crown, there's no question he's going to be the MVP. There's a lot of time between now and then. And who knows what happens? We saw a Triple Crown race, and we know how difficult it is when Miggy did it to finish things out. So now you fast forward to this year, and
he's better.
He's better. Yes, there's no question. But Scooble is better than he was last year.
That's what I'm saying.
His numbers are better than he was last year. He has been absolutely dominant. 50-1 strikeout to walk ratio. It's ridiculous.
So when the Scooble stuff comes up, like, part of the conversation shifts to they have to pay him, they have to keep him, he's going to walk, and people start to have those conversations. This is the solution, and it's as simple to me as it's ever been. He is pitching as dominantly as any Tiger pitcher in my life. I'll say that again, as any Tiger pitcher in my life. Last year, his numbers rivaled Verlander, and he's even better right now. Last six starts, 50 Ks, one walk. He's only given up 4 runs in that time. Less than a batter, on base, an inning. Less than a run allowed, right? ERA under 1. Mm-hmm. He's been phenomenal. When the season ends, you offer him the modern-day Gerrit Cole contract. If he says no, you trade him. That's the conversation. We're going to reset the market with you as the centerpiece. We have very few long-term commitments. We do not exist in a sport where there's a salary cap, and our owner is worth billions. We will pay the best of the best who has won back-to-back Cy Young Award winners. If he's healthy, if he performs, I'm handing him the Gerrit Cole deal, modern. So with today's dollars, with inflation.
Right.
And if he says no, he wants to take the risk that LA is going to pay him more, the Yankees are going to pay him more, he wants to hit true free agency, then I'm trading him. I don't want to. I'll have done all I can. I don't know that there really is much debate on this. I'm paying him, and if he says no, I'm trading him. I'm not cutting corners. I'm not trying to get him on a discount. I'm offering him the best deal on the market.
So Gerrit Cole, when he signed his contract back in, was it 2020? Mm-hmm. 9 years, $324 million.
Yep.
I have no problem with the term. I have no problem with the money. And I'm not talking about $324 in 2020 dollars. It's obviously going to be more. If he shows that he can be this dominant, not just in 1 year last year, but in 2 years and remain healthy, That's going to be the big question. And it's not like he's going to be healthy over the entire nine years.
You can't predict that.
You can't predict that.
But I'm willing to roll the dice.
So it's $36 million a year, which in today's dollars, it's probably going to be closer to, what, 43?
I'd say 45 to 50.
$45 million a year?
I mean,
spending money on?
48 by 9. You're giving him a nine-year deal for $435 million, round up. Done. He's got to round out this year healthy, pitch this dominantly, win another Cy Young. I'm offering him the Garrett Cole deal modern, the modern equivalent. And if he says no, if Scott Boras, his agent, says, that's not how I play, I want the Yankees in on the bidding war, I want the Dodgers on the bidding war, I want Cohen and the Mets on the bidding war, then we say,
fine.
We're trading him.
Yeah, we'll trade and we'll get
like a haul. We'll get what we can get.
You certainly will. With a two-time Cy Young Award winner, yes, you will get a king's ransom for that.
But it's a postseason conversation.
Certainly it's a postseason conversation. You're not talking about this at the trade deadline.
No.
In fact, you might not even be talking about this contract. I know everybody wants a contract signed now. I'm fine with waiting until the end of the season. And will the numbers go up if he wins a second Cy Young? Sure. So be it. Sign him at the end of the year. And again, you have him under control for another year.
Yep.
If he doesn't want to sign that contract, whether it's him or Scott Boras, then you just might not be, you're not going to pay what the Dodgers would be willing to pay. You're not going to pay what the Yankees would be willing to pay. Insert any other team that just basically has endless funds.
Yeah, if he wants to roll the dice for a $500 million contract and play the risk that he doesn't get injured in his last season and take the risk on the open market, the Tigers have to manage risk as well. And it would suck. It's not something anybody wants to do. I mean,
right.
That's why I think they do everything they can to keep him.
You have great value in Tarek Skubal. Your best value is going to be signing him to a long-term deal and him continuing to pitch for the Detroit Tigers.
Skubal, one of the stories of the weekend, got everybody talking. He's on a tear right now. His last six starts, he has 50 strikeouts and one walk. ERA of 0.97 and a whip of 0.70. He's as dominant as any Tigers pitcher in my life. And yes, that includes Verlander. Someone has taken issue with that on the ticket text. Justin Verlander's MVP season, he had a 2.4 ERA. Last year, Skubal's ERA was 2.39, nearly identical. Their walks, you got to go decimal points difference between the two of them. Skubal more strikeouts per nine. Verlander more of a workhorse, would work later into games. How much of that is just today's baseball that Skubal doesn't pitch deeper? And now Skubal's better than last year, which was MVP JV-esque? Yeah, to me, the Skubal debate, there is no debate. When the season's done, I'm offering the Garrett Cole deal in today's dollars, a nine-year deal pushing almost $450 million. Yeah. I'm throwing that on his lap. Again, he has to finish the year healthy. Cy Young, Triple Crown, dazzling, frontline ace. Great, I'm handing him that deal. I'm not going to be seen as cheap. There's no salary cap. I'm not paying anybody else long-term. Baez deal will be gone before this thing really even kicks in. If he says no, or through representation, Scott Boras says, I want to see if the Dodgers have $500 million cooked up. I want to see if the Mets and the Yankees want to bid. If he doesn't agree to a deal at the end of this season, when you've presented him with the best deal on the market, you trade him. I don't want to have that conversation. I know it would gut this fan base, but to me, that's the easiest solution. He holds up his end of the bargain. You hold up your end of the bargain. He wants to take a risk. You're not going to play that game. No, I think it's pretty clear.
You get value either way.
Yeah.
Now, what you get back in return, that's going to be, you know, the big question. If it comes to that, I don't think it will. Because if you're going to set the market and you're going to get the modern-day version of the Garrett Cole deal, I'm not sure what else there is to offer. Unless Scott Boras just simply says, well, I want the Yankees and the Dodgers to be in on the conversation.
So Scott Boras would then say, well, why am I going to take the modern-day Garrett Cole offer when I can get the 2 years down the road modern-day Garrett Cole offer? Right? Take it to the expiration of contract.
It'd be one year away. And it's up to you. You want to play it out with your arm? I mean, we're offering you the best deal.
Well, no. Your offer is after this offseason.
Yeah, he has one year left of arbitration.
Boras wants to get 2 years down the road, which is when he becomes a free agent. You see what I'm saying?
Hold on. He has this year in a Tiger uniform and next year in a Tiger uniform,
yes.
And that's it. I'm offering this at the end of this season,
right,
when he has 1 year left in a Tiger uniform. So you can make that call with only 1 year left in arbitration.
Right. I'm giving you Boris's perspective. I can get a better deal if I wait another year.
Well, I can't take that risk if I'm the Tigers.
Right. Exactly. So this is what's in his ear, though.
Yeah.
And so to me, the Tigers kind of have to give the 2 year down the line deal. I would go 8 and 400.
Okay.
I'd make him the first $50 million pitcher in baseball. And you have proven that you'll do whatever it takes to keep him. And you put Scott Boris backed in a corner then with that offer. And because if you can pay him 360, you can pay him 400.
Yeah,
let's just be real.
Oh no, mine was 9 by almost 450.
Right.
I mean, let's get it done.
Right. And look, if you want to do the 50 at 9 years,
fine.
Do it.
Whatever.
Post the offer.
Yeah.
Let him reject it,
and then
make it public.
Sure. Well, turns into the Scherzer thing. Yeah. But sure. I mean, that's what it would be. You'd have to get something for him.
And then you trade him at the winter meetings. Right?
Yeah, and
because
again,
what people need to realize is you can't. I heard somebody over the weekend saying trade him before this deadline because you'll have more value. No, and you can't do that when you're contending.
Yeah, you're competing for a championship.
And you're doing that next year. So could you dare trade him at the deadline next year? Your thought is you're going to contend, right?
Yeah.
Team should be better next year, you would think.
Sure.
So it's coming to this moment.
It is. And he's everybody's favorite. I mean, the lines were like stuff we haven't seen in a decade, people waiting to get the bobbleheads hours before they pitched on, began the game on Saturday. I mean, he's a fan favorite, deserves to be a fan favorite. Everybody loves Scooble. Nobody wants to get to that point. It's an off-season conversation. But I know people were discussing it because of the performances he's had and the one he had Friday night in front of the fans. I mean, John, he was altering your plans on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, he was must-see. He really was. He was must-see TV because of how he was performing. And it was... Honestly, it was a shock when there was a hit.
Right.
It really was. I kind of felt like he was in full command. He was dominating. And that's the way he has been, other than like the first start. It has felt like he has been in full command of every single game, every time he's on the mound. And when something happens that irritates him, like there was a missed call.
Yeah.
Like the foul ball that went off the bat. And I don't know how the umpire missed that one. I don't know how all the umpires missed that one. I love it when we get fiery Scooble, because then all of a sudden he just rears back and he throws a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. It's that appeared to be unhittable.
And he said something to the effect after the game that he did think it was in play. And normally guys downplay it. He was aware that he was really dialed in on another level. And we are getting to that point. To make the Verlander comparison again, there was that stretch where every start you wanted to be there because JV might throw a perfect game or a no-hitter. And we're in this stretch now where Scooble's done 6 straight outstanding outings. He's right on the edge of doing something special.
Yeah.
It's 97-1.
Because of that history, they're just going to be ultra, or to use a term you just used, uber careful. With him in regards to making sure it doesn't get worse, knowing that Flaherty is pitching the way he is. Mize has been great. And so they want to make sure that they don't miss him any more than just a couple of starts. I am curious because I know Cobb threw a couple of innings the other day.
Yeah.
When he is activated, how do they use him? Do they mix him in with Flaherty? And... I don't know, because we always hear about the rhythm of a starting pitcher, you know, every 5 games or every 5 days, whatever it is, they want to stay in that rhythm. Flaherty has not found his rhythm. So do they alternate? Do they give Cobb a couple of starts and see how he does? Do they put Flaherty on the back burner for a little bit? Is he going to follow the path of, not the same path as Kenta Maeda in terms of being eventually DFA'd, but is he going to be that long reliever?
Who?
Flaherty. Do they because he hasn't been good as a starter this year, do they possibly push him into the bullpen to see if he can find his rhythm there, and then eventually, you know, more injuries are going to happen. More guys are going to miss starts.
I do wonder, is he dealing with something? I mean, the velocity down is typically a red flag. And then you're starting to see him get hittable. Because, look, he's got 50 strikeouts on the season in 41 innings. He's got the stuff. That curveball, I think, has been his best pitch. But The breaking stuff works, but the thing is people figure out quickly if you can't spot the fastball or if the fastball is a beach ball, teams are going to sit on it. Hitters are going to sit on it, and I think that's what's starting to happen right now. If there's an injury, well, you want to get it right.
Right. And, I'm not concerned about them continuing to win. I think that will happen. The question is, what are they going to do with Jack Flaherty, or what is Jack Flaherty going to do to right the ship, right his ship?
Jobe throws tonight. His ERA is almost 5. And again, we're grading on a curve. This is his first season in the bigs. Right. But suddenly, a few dominoes are starting to fall. If you go, well, Flaherty's not the two. Mize, you could argue, was their second best pitcher, is now injured. And suddenly, a staff of 5 is looking like a staff of Scooble and... Are we doing this again? Chaos.
They're going to be just fine. And Jobe, we knew that it was going to be a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And it could be a roller coaster throughout the course of a game. And we've seen him start off first pitch, home run, and then all of a sudden look good through another 4 innings. I think that's just a young pitcher learning to be a pitcher at the major league level. Flaherty is probably the biggest concern.
Okay.
But they've got Montero that they can put in there for a few starts.
And to your point, Cobb can't be too far away.
Right.
Band-aid this up, get guys right, whether that's health or figuring it out with Flaherty. Yeah, I'm not panicking. I wonder if these are valid concerns at this point, because the backbone of this team is starting pitching. It's the thing that we knew was going to be there. It's the thing that sets everything else up.
But we also knew that at times injuries were going to happen.
That's why you have the depth.
That's why you have the depth. That's why you have A.J. Hinch, Chris Fetter, to be able to insert pitching chaos for a couple of weeks. You don't have to do it for 2 months at the end of the season. At least that's not what our vision is at this time.
Okay, so minimal concern right now with starting pitching. What about Jace Young? He's hitting exactly 100. He has 0 extra base hits on the season. That third base, the black hole that is third base, valid concern?
Yeah, very, very concerned. Now, his glove has been good. There's no concern there, but yeah, you got to have some production at the plate. It has to be more than just a couple of walks or some singles. And Vierling, I know there was an update yesterday in regards to they are trying to get him more throws, and they're not so concerned about what he does at the plate. He's been fine there, and he'll be fine when he comes back up. It is when he has throws from the outfield or has throws from third base, managing the shoulder, the arm, and making sure that that's going to be 100%, that there's nothing more there to be concerned about, or how much are they going to have to manage the throws that he has when he does come to the big leagues?
Well, you don't want to deal with that either, because you're right, corner outfield and third base, you have to have an arm. You have to be able to make throws, and you have to get guys out. The other thing is you could put Javi to third, but he's played so well in center, you want to keep him in center, but you just don't have that guy hitting at third base right now.
Right. And then what do you do at center? Is that going to be just Riley Green?
I think they're going to keep Javi in center. I think maybe it's more McKinstry at third. If this young stuff continues, like, you're going to send him back down.
Yes. And now, so Vierling, as I understand it, the earliest he can come back up would be the 19th of May.
Okay.
They are going to have to activate him by the 24th. So they've got some decisions to make We sit here on the 12th.
The third thing I wrote down for concern is good pitching took the Tigers offense back to reality. And the numbers have kind of dipped a little bit for these bats. I mean, they were off to such a hot start. Yeah. Are we starting to settle where water is level? They're not a top 5 offense like we had seen.
Well, did we think that they were going to remain a top 5 offense? No. I mean, top 10 offense, sure. I mean, you look at their run differential, and it's there. Now, part of that is pitching. Which is the strength of the Tigers. We've already talked about that with Flaherty and with Mize and with Reese Olson yesterday and Jackson Jobe. I think their hitting is going to be just fine. And especially when Vierling does come up. I do believe he will make an appearance at some time at the end of the month.
I do too.
Jace Young goes down. Now all of a sudden your hitting is back a little bit. We didn't think that Zach McKinstry was going to stay at a 315 level.
We also don't think Javi's going to hit 300 for the season.
No. So,
some of this is going to come back
pull back down a little bit, but it's going to be still a matter of A.J. Hinch mixing and matching and creating matchups that are beneficial to Javi, to McKinstry, to Spencer Torkelson, Keith.
Jay Hen, while he's still up here. Yeah. I got to get him going a little bit. I don't know. I look at it like this. The concern is when you face really good pitching, most offenses are going to come back down to earth.
Sure.
This is the type of thing you're going to run into in the playoffs. So as we've gotten so excited about this baseball team, we've kind of cut in line a little bit. We're going, how would you like to see this team in the playoffs? There still may be a big need for a bat when we get later into the summer, and maybe this stretch is showing that. The big concern to me, though, is the pitching, because I do think it's like the Lions' offensive line. It's the bedrock. It's the foundation. If the Lions lost Taylor Decker and Frank Ragnow, we go, well, I know they got Sewell, and I know Hank Fraley's a good coach. Like, Chris Fetter's a good coach, and they'll figure it out. But it does concern you if the offensive line for the Lions wasn't playing up to their standard, and the rotation right now for the Tigers has had a noticeable step back.
Well, and that's where it's up to Fetter and A.J. Hinch to create matchups and be aware if Flaherty's only going to be able to give you, and I know he wasn't good through, you know,
one
but he has been good at times through
five.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
And so I think they just need
to be.
I'm worried
teams are figuring out his fastball. That's my issue.
Okay. Well, so moving forward, yeah, if that becomes an issue, then they're going to have to find a way to deal with that. The last time he started, and I can't remember where that game was, where he went for five innings and then gave up a home run, and then that's when things fell apart. They just need to be more aware of when the signals are that he is losing what he does have.
Sure.
So that Dickerson pointed out, I was listening to the radio broadcast on Saturday, and he's like, he just doesn't have his stuff tonight by the third home run.
Yeah.
And Dan probably noticed that on the second home run and just didn't want to overreact. I'm with you on the fastball. I put this in my prep last Monday, remember?
Yeah, I know.
That I had Flaherty concerns. And so therefore, it's validated because he had another bad start. I think his stuff's easy to figure out. I think he's the guy that gets a bad hitting team healthy. You know, Texas came in here struggling, and he was meatballing it. So going forward, even last week when we did.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Did the buy sell? I had Casey Mize potentially getting to the number two.
Oh, yeah. I saw
partially
that.
Because I don't trust Jack Flaherty. I think he's more of a three. He's an innings eater. You need him. He's good. Every team has a Jack Flaherty on it in my mind.
And on this staff right now, he's the four.
I am getting, and this is going to be a major overreaction, I'm getting some Jordan Zimmerman vibes.
Oh, well, at least it's not a five-year deal.
Right, exactly.
Wherever Zimmerman's deal is.
I want to point out something, a couple things. So last year, they were fifth worst team in stolen bases. This year, they're the worst. Oh. And some of that's Meadows and Vierling.
Yeah.
But I think just the moving base runners, when you're not getting big extra base hits, becomes more of a problem. And then also with Jobe, maybe not to overreact quite yet.
Yeah. I think tonight's a big start, though. He's had back-to-back outings that I think are below his standard. And he's got a Boston lineup coming in tonight. Want to see how he does.
He did pitch in Colorado for the first time.
Yeah.
And the ball doesn't move the way you normally think it will.
But it carries, too.
In the altitude, so maybe get cut a little slack there. Plus, he's a rookie.
No, I know, but if he's one of the five starting pitchers and starting pitching is your strength, and you got a couple guys struggling / injured, tonight's a big spot for Jackson Jobe. We'll take some phone calls, read some ticket text. They're still in first place. Nobody's doing panic radio this morning, but are there any concerns you have with this team? Ranger bats got going this weekend. Tigers dropped their first home series of the year, and we're here on May the 12th. Certainly not a reason to panic. But we've brought up some things. I want to know if they're valid concerns. 248-539-9797. Jack Flaherty, I think the difference in winning and losing the series over the weekend, he's become too hittable. And his fastball's become too hittable. Starting pitching, you throw Mize on IL with Flaherty struggles. Jobe, who is understandably going through his first season of big league starting pitching, suddenly a strength of this team has some questions. Let's get to Brad in Waterford. Brad, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey, guys, there's zero concern. Okay, I know it's the three other sports are done. It's a slow day to find stuff, but come on, man. Let me ask you this. Jack Flaherty, proven track record. How many starts has he had this year? Can you set that up for me real quick?
Eight starts,
okay. Was he one of our best pitchers before he was traded?
Last year, yes.
Okay. Did the Dodgers like him?
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
Did it give us some damn good prospects for him?
Yeah, I would say so. Sweeney, Lorenzo, yep.
Yeah, did he pitch in the postseason for the Dodgers?
He did. Where are we going with this?
How'd he do?
He's pretty good.
Where we're going with this is there's zero concerns, okay? Guy's got a proven track record, all right? His fastball is not his number one pitch. His number one pitch is his damn good curveball. His command is off a little bit. He pitches off his curveball, okay? You want to have a valid concern. Why don't you have a valid concern about Riley Green, okay? His peaks and valleys are absolutely ridiculous. He went cold in the playoffs. There's your concern. You want to talk about something on the radio, gentlemen, respectfully, talk about Riley Green. This pitching staff is more than fine. Best bullpen in the major leagues, okay? This is like the first half of a preseason game where a kickoff is run back in the first play. Okay, so everybody...
Respectfully, Brad, the preseason game doesn't count. This does count. This is towards your record. And moving forward, you got to get Flaherty right. You got to get Mize healthy. You got to get some more moving forward here. You got to sustain what's been a great start to this season, Brad. Come on. You can call in and disagree with it, but
there's
going to
be some ups and downs for the pitching staff. There's going
to
be some ups and downs for Riley Green. I mean, Riley Green right now is... He had a really tough start, but he's got more hits than anyone else on the team.
I was just going to say, pull up where he ranks in the Tigers right now.
Right, and in terms of OPS, right now he is behind Spencer Torkelson,
right,
Kerry Carpenter, Gleyber Torres, Javi, and then it's Riley. He's at .789. And so I'm not going to sit there and say, is Riley Green having the same season that he did last year at this point? No, but he's not far off.
Second on the team in homers, Riley Green. Second on the team in total bases, Riley Green.
Right. But Jack Flaherty, all of those things are true, what he said. Was he good for the Tigers last year? Yes. That's why he was sold at the deadline. Was he good for the Dodgers? Yes. He was a part of why they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been good this year? No.
No.
That's the
three straight starts. Like, this isn't like, oh, it's early, one start balloons your ERA. It's three straight starts that are not good from Jack Flaherty. So we didn't bring it up after the first one. You didn't bring it up after the second one, although there was some pre-show emailing. Three straight and his start being the biggest issue from the weekend. What do you think the show's talking about Monday morning? I mean, come on, people. John, some of the ticket techs are quite frankly, alarming. It's literally two games. What am I listening to? Another one says this commentary is ridiculous. It's not something I'd expect out of you two. It's disappointing. They've lost two games, two freaking games.
Oh, no. This is not about the team. I still think that this is a team that is going to win the division.
Me too.
This is still a team that's going to win over 90 games. In fact, right now they're on pace to win 100, which I don't believe is going to be the case. But I do think they're a plus 90 win team. This is about, right now, one player. That is Jack Flaherty.
But do you understand what those texts are implying? Only say good things.
Is Gibby going to call us?
No, but just back up. Only say good things. There is no room for any nuance, critique, discussion. Only say good things. Those are what those two ticket techs want.
And this is also,
is this North
Tom,
Korea?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but no. This is a pro. Jack Flaherty. Right, he is 1-5 right now. His ERA is approaching 5. He does have the opportunity and will get the opportunity to change the course of what he is doing this season.
I would expect that to happen down the road. It is a long season.
Of course.
Very long season, and I do think he'll regain his form. But right now, they're losing nearly every game he pitches this year. They've won one game that he's pitched.
Their second best pitcher is Casey Mize, and he is going to miss a couple starts.
So when you combine both those, I don't understand why people can't say, maybe I got an eyebrow raise. And I even put it in my message to you guys yesterday. I'm kind of not concerned right now,
right,
broadly, because they can go to pitching chaos for a little bit.
For a stretch, and they did for more than a stretch. I mean, they got away with it for a long time last year.
Yeah.
Admittedly, even AJ was like, you can't do this for a full season. And the good news is they're not going to have to do it for a full season. None of these injuries or struggles we think are going to be prolonged.
Right. I would expect Mize to be back within 3 weeks, probably, would be my...
If it is a minor hamstring, then yeah.
But that can be an issue throwing off the mound, too. It can sometimes...
And hammies can nag, yes.
Yeah, so you want it to get right.
If we were doing this about the Lions and I told you, hey, they got a couple offensive linemen that are either banged up or underperforming, we go, well, that's the whole team.
We just got Manu coming in. I mean, we'll be okay. Let's just keep it all positive.
I like Fetter. I like Fraley. You'd figure it out. But if the core of your team was going through some adversity, yeah, you'd go, you'd raise an eyebrow. You go, I want to make sure they get that right. Let's get to Rick in Newport. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I went to that game on Saturday, and I'll tell you what, man. The only reason I was happy to be there was to get a Terry Skubel bobblehead. And I was sat down in the first inning. We watched those two homers come out of the park like it was Flaherty's job to give him a meatball. And then I told my wife, after the first inning, I'll go, after the Tigers bat, I'll go get us some concessions. I go out to get concessions, and I hear Flaherty give up another home run. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, fireworks in the first. Not good. And that was a great crowd Saturday. I mean, I saw photos of it. I know people wanted the bobbleheads, but that crowd looked awesome on Saturday night.
It was loud. There were a lot of people there, and I had a couple offers actually to buy my bobblehead. But I was not giving up the Cy Young bobblehead.
So, yeah, that's the one you got then.
Yeah, I got the Golden Crown, the home jersey one.
What was the highest offer you got?
$60.
Oh, I saw people listing them for over $150 that night, trying to make a buck on them.
Yeah, there were people out. There was a guy out front with a stack of 20s in his hand, offering people money out the door as they were walking out the door for their bobblehead.
No kidding,
huh?
It's crazy.
What would it have taken? What was your number?
If somebody would have, since I got one, my wife got one. If someone would have came up to me and like, I'll give you $100 for it, I probably would have done it.
Okay.
Because I had two.
There you go.
But I gave one. I had already planned on giving one away to a younger person I know, someone like my nephew.
Well, that's cool.
Or somebody else that was younger. So, but $100 is $100 in today's economy.
Yeah, sure. I hear you. Yep. Rick, appreciate the phone call. A couple quick texts. Texter says, Flaherty's toast. Only one start with 6 innings pitched. Something's going on. Might be tipping pitches along with poor fastball command. And Matt says, oh yeah, these folks are really butthurt. You guys said something negative about the Tigers. Flaherty has questions right now. It's a great conversation, guys.
Well, there's just too many mistakes. His strikeouts per nine innings, it's literally right there with Tarek Skubal.
It's 11.
He's at 11. Skubal's at 11.3. The problem is there's too many mistakes where he's given up nine home runs.
All right, coming up next, it is the week of the NFL schedule release. We're going to get leaks all week. We want to get ahead of it. Your dream schedule, Mad Libs, next, 97.1. All right, AJ, I know they all count the same, but last night was special, right? Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Yes, last night was special. You know, it is so incredible to see that night play out. The ebbs and flow of the game are one thing, but obviously what a night for Javi and our team, and what a way to win another series.
So, I mean, I'm going to act like my three-year-old and just ask why to every answer that you have. But when you're talking about talking about Javi, I think everybody just wants to know, why is it different this year than the 3 years that we witnessed prior to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, like, have the exact answer. I mean, part of it is he's healthy. Part of it is, I think, his focus routines have gotten better. You know, I'm sure some of it is the focus on the defense has lifted some of the pressure on the offense. And at the end of the day, I think he's made some real adjustments to put himself in a better position, and he's going out and doing it. So I guess I don't wake up every day, you know, asking why or trying to figure out the reason why. I get asked a ton about it. I mean, this guy has been really incredible behind the scenes, and now he's flourishing on the field, and he's getting some appreciation for the work. And I don't know that we need to try to figure it out, because I think it's a special, you know, start to a season. It's a long way to go, but I'm so damn proud of him because of how he has sort of reestablished himself and his focus on being a productive player. And that doesn't go unnoticed by anybody.
Time to bump him up in the order?
No. I mean, why would you? I mean, you want to touch him? I mean, you want to move? You know, I mean, part of it is that I joked that last night with the media, like, would you change a thing? And the other part of it is, like, we are getting tremendous production out of the bottom of the order. So, like, where would I move? Would you move Torkelson down? You know, like, no. And the answer, I mean, do you want to move the stacked lefties that are creating a ton of opportunity for us? No. Like, he's doing his job. And so I think the instinct to, like, let's try to challenge it and make it better. Like, how about we just leave it be and let him play and have a productive player at the bottom of the order?
When he came to you and said, I can play center field, what was your reaction?
It was no surprise. I mean, I believed in him from the get-go. I mean, this guy does incredible things on the field, and you know, as a coach, you almost wonder if he's too naturally gifted, and the focus, you know, needed to stay on the basics. Like, he can naturally go out and do it. When he says he could catch, I really believe him. Like, he could go back there and instinctually do things that everyday catchers can't do, and that's the part that he probably doesn't get enough credit as he's aging, that he can still do a lot of things gracefully and naturally. I didn't think the opportunity was going to come up because we are down three center fielders. So it didn't surprise me that he could do it or was willing to do it. You know, I think his attention to detail has been very, very good with George Lombard, who does our outfield, and Anthony Iaposi, our first base coach. It's not just roll out there and shag balls. There's a lot of movement, there's a lot of communication, there's a lot of instinct, there's jumps, you know, playing in the right spot, reading those tweeners. Like, the other day, he had a running catch into left center. You have one shot at that from the very beginning of the play. You know, when we talk about base running, going first to third, like, what you do at first base allows you to get to third base. What you do with your jumps in center allow you to make the play at the back end that we all cheer. And his detail on that stuff has been very, very impressive, and has put him in a good position.
You just mentioned Coach Lombard. We talk about Chris Federer all the time. Obviously, we talk about what you do all the time, and you've mentioned the psychology of the game, the mental side of it. And I'm curious, how do you and your staff help players with the mental side of the game? Because we're talking about Torque, who, and we've talked about with you his struggles over the years. Javi, Casey Mize is having a great year, and I know he's down for 15 because of the hammy, but Riley Green earlier this season, Parker right. Meadows, Karp being able to hit lefties. I mean, the list goes on and on. How do you and your staff help your players with the mental side of the game? Yeah.
No, great question, and I'm glad you brought it up because it, you know, my staff does a great job of staying in the fight and even keel with these guys. Like, we don't ride the emotional roller coaster. Like, we're a group of coaches who stay balanced with what we're trying to do and get our guys focused on what we're trying to do, not what we're trying not to. Something simple would be, you know, these guys are nasty that come out of the bullpen throwing 97, 98, ball cutting, ball darting, you know, the breaking balls. All that stuff is like, we can focus on what the guy does to get out, so we can focus on what our plan is. When Cole Keith is going through, you know, what's now been two Aprils, it's really important for us to stay the course and stay in the conversation, you know, and Michael and Keith and Lance do a great job of that with the hitting side. This game is full of failure. And the days of, like, the kicking, screaming, yelling coach to try to get through to a player, like, it just doesn't exist successfully as much as maybe we grew up with. And so to adapt and adjust to the mentality of your team, it's amazing. We can give critical feedback. We do it every day in the hitters meeting. We will go through something positive, something negative that's happened in recent games. It's to try to get us in a learning mentality to get ready to prepare for the game. So our staff has to stay balanced in order to do that. It does not mean we don't have it out with our players. We do. We just generally don't do it in front of the camera. But our staff does to keep these guys going every day at a young age, trying to develop and be better at the best league in the best league in the world. We have to stay, you know, sort of with the conversation of where the players are at. And I'm proud of our guys. I mean, It's hard to get through 162 games and expect perfection. And we do our best to try to keep pushing that needle up or that standard up without demoralizing the player during failure.
Talking to Tiger manager A.J. Hinch this morning. Matt Vierling, we're seeing him get some A.B.s with Toledo playing the outfield. I know he can play all over. Mm-hmm. Where do you anticipate him playing primarily once he's back with the club?
I don't know. You know, and I think that's the toughest question because I think it, you know, I just don't know what the needs are going to be at the time in which he's ready. This is a slow injury to heal. It's a slow injury build up or strength build up now that he's back out playing. And so he's been in right field a little bit. He's going to be in center. We're going to put him back over at third before he comes back to the big leagues. And then we're going to sort it out as we go. I mean, you know, if you asked me this question 2 weeks ago, I would have said center field. And now you ask me after last night, and I'm going to say, well, maybe not so much. Maybe right field and third base. So, as you know, I will change everything every day, and I'm willing to kind of put guys wherever the opening is. And it will be a fun exercise to answer this question in a couple weeks where, you know, hey, you're giving this guy a day off and that guy a day off. And like, yeah, because we're starting to develop a roster that has – a lot of options. And so Maddie's going to fit into that. I don't know where that's going to be because it could change need-based by the time he's healthy.
On the heels of, we're calling it the Javi Baez game. I know there was more that went on in that game other than just what Javi was able to do, but it was impactful. Now you're back the next day with a Scooble start. How much fun is it? How much fun are you having? We've talked to you many times about the struggles. Now, all of a sudden, a best record in Major League Baseball. You're going from that win last night to a Scooble start. How exciting is it to see him take the mound?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could have changed it to a day game. Like, let's get back on the field right away with Tarek Scooble on the mound. Like, that would have – I don't love the day game, you know, after night game sometimes, but that one would have been awesome. It's obviously great. I mean, when going into the – but it's only as great as getting into the competition. Like, we're going to have to deal with a pitcher we've never faced and a Red Sox team that I know, you know, is going to try to bounce back with the talent they have. But when you can go into a series in the looming presence of a Tarek Skubal on the back end of the series, like, it can help you how you manage the first couple games, how do you use your bullpen. It can help certainly the psychology of the other side knowing, like, hey, they've got that big beast at the end of this series. So it doesn't – doesn't necessarily win you the game. It just allows you to have some freedom and confidence to be aggressive in decision making in the first couple of games, and then race to the ballpark today, knowing that one of the best pitchers in baseball is on our side, and we have a chance to sweep.
He's in that zone. Like before you came to town, maybe 15 years ago, we went through this with Verlander, where every start it felt like he might have a no-hitter. And I know he was flirting with a perfect game into the fifth last Friday night. As a manager, guys don't go deep anymore. We're always wondering, like, what's that like for you, just letting him cut loose in those spots? Because he could be flirting with this a bunch this summer.
For sure. Well, yeah. I mean, the no-hitter thing is hard. I mean, I've been around a lot of them. They don't happen as often as it feels like it's going to happen, right? Like, every time somebody gets into the fourth or fifth, people sit on the edge of their seat. That's still half the game left before we can really get there. But the anticipation is real that you're going to have a good game, and that, you know, that the feeling that, I've had. So I've had JV and Gerrit Cole and now Tarik, like the best pitchers in the league at a given time. And what that does is, like, it brings so much belief to your team that something positive can happen. I mean, you're saying no hitter. I'm just saying coming to the ballpark today, like, man, if we score a few runs, like, we're going to have a great chance to win. And, like, when you get into that category, I mean, that's a small margin for error, like for a player, for Tarik, because he doesn't have to be perfect, but it's encouraging when you have that type of presence to where everybody coming to the ballpark that's either wearing the English D or supporting the English D, we feel like it's our game to lose. And that means you're, you know, sort of big boy in the league, and you're somebody that everybody knows is on the mound.
AJ, great day to have you on, especially after last night, and look forward to talking to you again all season long. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Go Tigers. We'll see you later.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch. It's 97.1.
Okay, look, I don't share that level of enthusiasm, but welcome in on a Wednesday. Fun win? Question mark? We're living in a simulation. I don't know. Javi Baez, you just I don't know what to tell you. It's baseball. It's the strangest damn sport of them all. We talk about puck luck. We talk about the goofiness of other sports. Nothing compares to baseball. Yeah. You'll see great players have awful seasons. Awful players have great seasons. What you rarely see is someone professionally die over the course of 5 years, be the worst player in the history of the sport, and then simply come out to start the next season at a new position that he's only there because an all-star caliber defender died, and so did four other people. So then you go to the coffin, you lift up Bernie Lomax, a.k.a. Javier Baez, and he's got an 870 OPS, and he had 2-3 run pizzas last night to win a game. I don't know what's up or down. Here's Rico Beard. There's your show today. I got nothing. I don't know what to say.
No,
a lot of questions.
I know. But the thing is, it's funny. And then watching, I think the funniest thing is watching Javi hit the home run and the catcher's reaction of just, I told you, don't throw the ball right there. I mean, he was so disgusted. Just flipped the helmet off.
It's like, as if I was playing catcher. This.
Yeah, like, oh my God, I told you.
Can you imagine me the dugout
as a catcher?
You son of a...
Umpire, son.
I lift up the mask and I'm just like...
Like, son, we're not going to have any more of that.
Hey, imagine if I did Kenny's gesture. Pitcher throws a hanging slider. Hey, right here, I'm out. Where do sunflower seeds? I got nothing.
No.
What do we do with this? Because I refuse to accept this as reality.
Well, but see, that's the question, Mike, is are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? Are you waiting for Harvey Baez to show back up? Or are you starting to believe in this Javier Baez that maybe he talked to somebody, maybe he worked on some things, maybe he listened to some sports psychologist? Whatever it is, you're seeing a different person because he's getting it done. It's been past a week, 2 weeks, it's three. It's like, guys, he's a key part of this team, and they're winning. I mean, he literally won a game for them last night, hitting a 3-run homer. Tigers win over the Red Sox. It wasn't the Rockies. Wasn't a bad team.
Rico, he's hitting 320. He's got an OBP of 360. What planet is this?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
145 OPS plus for a guy who's been professionally dead for 5 years. I don't know.
Are you almost waiting for this?
Yes.
For it to just be like, you know what? See, that's the hobby we all knew and love. Or, you know what? Maybe this guy is different. Maybe this season will be different. You can't go back in time. You can't fix what happened last season or the season before that. But right now, he is the person that we've all been waiting for. He's here. I've embraced it. I think that he's going to be here at least for this year. Now, 248-539-9797. Are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? Are you waiting for the
I told you he wasn't that good.
No,
because that's where that's not fair, and that's where people act like little bitches. No, we're not going to do the gotcha crap about this. If you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I'm not mad at you, why am I pointing my finger at him?
I don't know.
There's just rage everywhere today.
I see.
Hear me out. If he ends up coming back down to earth, no one should celebrate that. That's not a gotcha moment. Look, if he doesn't do a thing moving forward, he still gave you till May 14th and helped power you when you had nobody healthy to play center field. You got out to a 27-15 start.
You have the best record in baseball right now.
Thankful he's doing what he's doing. But if he comes back down to earth, no, I don't want any of these hyenas with the, see, I told you. Stop. Because in the end, he's already given you so much value.
Right, but I think for some, Mike, it's almost like the Lions SOL where, see, I told you. It wasn't going to last that long. I'm looking at this man. I don't know what's changed. I don't know what's different. I see that confidence. I see the person that AJ and all the other Tigers players were like, no, he's really a nice guy in the clubhouse, and he's this, and he's a leader, and I'm seeing that on the field. Okay, it's the opposite of what happened in Boston. Hey, Javi, can you play center field? Sure, I'll go out there. And not only did he go out there and learn on the fly, he's pretty damn good out there.
He looks comfortable.
Yes. It's like maybe something woke up in this man, but I'm looking at him and I'm like, I am believing this is, he is going to be, if the Tigers go far and make it to, you're going to need this from him.
I don't think you will, though. I don't think you'll get it. I don't think this is going to be Javi for the entire year. I do think he'll come back to earth.
But before you get, you know, put in an iron chic camel clutch, let me just help you with something. All David is saying to you guys in listener land is, no, I don't think he's going to have a nearly 900 OPS. No, correct. I don't think he'll hit 320 and win the Silver Slugger. I just want to make sure David doesn't have his character impugned.
Correct. But I'm thinking, can he... 750 OPS? Is that asking
Rico,
too much?
I don't know. I'm just rolling with this, but no, here's the one thing I don't accept. Oh, well, he had surgery. He's been awful for 5 years. So just, I'm not here for that. And I know, I'm not Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, but I also don't believe that what he had like a head transplant. No. It's just baseball. I don't know how much longer it'll happen.
But
I'm happy it's happening.
But I guess I don't know because maybe he did. Maybe he sat and talked with somebody and they got inside his head and got him out of his own way.
I don't know.
But I'm looking at this man and I'm like, wow, this guy's good. This. I mean, it's like.
Why don't you just go to the team store while you're at it? 248-539-9797. You love this man now. Look at you.
No, I'm not. I'm just.
That was not me.
Okay,
so, that was not me.
So if I don't sit here and just look, man, every now and then it's okay to give people their flowers. And that's all I'm doing right
so
now.
So all it took after excruciating pain for 3.5 years was 1 month. I shop at a different flower store.
Okay.
I'm happy it's happening. I don't have animus, but I can't really buy into this in this sample size. I can't. It's insane.
But that's, Mike, that's the beauty of the question.
I know.
You can have your opinion, and I don't make fun of you.
My opinion is I don't have an opinion. No, I don't have an opinion because it is intergalactic what you're watching. And yeah, I know it's probably the worst and best time to do the topic. A day after he hits 2 homers and has 6 RBIs and walks off the Sox in extra innings. I know it's probably a terrible example of recency bias. But what other time are you supposed to do it? Wait till he goes 0-for-4 and do the topic? Here would be the response. Right. So I agree with you. I can be happy it's happening, but still not believe that it's happening.
That's fine.
I can be happy it's happening, but still not believe that he's going to put up a season he hasn't put up since 2016. Guys, it's 2025. And no, I don't believe an arthroscopic procedure did it. There's more to it than that.
I have no idea what's done it, but all I know is
I know.
That's a different play.
I know. It's also baseball. Baseball's such a weird sport, man. David, you've said, I mean, where's Kenny at? Where's slick back hair Kenny? At the ballpark, Daiquiri Kenny.
Well, the funny part about this is you're right. It is baseball. You talked about puck luck and hockey. You can relate to baseball in a sense that this could all change in a month from now. Javi could get cold. It is possible. That's why I'm not saying this is who Javi is. That's why I can't stamp it and say this is the Javi Baez that we're going to get for the rest of the year. And what did we say at the beginning? What was the phrase that I used? Slightly above terrible? That was the expectation of Javi. If he can be slightly above terrible.
Well, he's cleared that hurdle.
He's cleared that hurdle by a mile.
If he doesn't play another game, he's cleared that hurdle
for the
season.
Which is why I guess I'm in the other shoe camp. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
But which doesn't mean you're rooting for it to happen.
Absolutely not. I love this Javi.
You just don't think that this is sustainable.
Here's what I'd compare this to. Look at a team like the Red Wings. And you look at some of the guys they've cycled between the pipes. One of their goalies gets hot, and you know it's not really who that player is. You're happy it's happening, but you feel like, how much can I believe in this? Like if Lyon gets hot, and you're like,
I've seen him also be cold. I know what that looks like. Maybe this is the new coach bump of Javi Baez. Maybe that's how you relate it to hockey or whatever.
All I know is it's happened when they needed him most. No Parker Meadows, no Wensiel Perez. Everybody's dead in center. They needed Javi badly. I mean, David, I know it's a different topic for a different day, and we're going to get to it, but if it continues, it does become one of the big what-ifs. What if Parker Meadows didn't get hurt? Javi may not have been here. Or if he was, it'd be a strict platoon guy. But the fact is, five people who play center field died, including face of franchise Matt Vierling. And Javi was given this reprieve. And all he's done with it is play like an all-star. Can I believe it? Not after 34 games.
Okay,
I could be thrilled, but I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm selling stock early. Get in while it's cheap.
Aerotine Dynamic. Awaiting patent approval. All right, 248-539-9797. We'll get some of the ticket text. A lot of people want to rap about it, so happy to do that with you. Rico, it's booming. TJ, completely out of line. Javi, two homers, six RBIs. Rico's asking, are you buying this or are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? It's 34 games. I don't think there's a wrong opinion. If you're buying it, cool. If you're not, I don't think it makes you Satan. I think all of us can be united. We're thrilled it's happening because I don't care about right or wrong. I don't. It means nothing. Right is a parade. If Javi Baez is 75% of this, he lives up to the contract. And he helps you at a time where you had no able-bodied humans to play center field. He's giving you an 870 OPS. Whether I think it's sustainable or not, clearly I don't. It doesn't matter because you needed it now. Mm-hmm. I don't need it in July or August when I'm either out of the race or Meadows is back. I needed it now. He's delivered it now. In that sense, whatever the value he's offered right now, it's embedded. It's absolute. It doesn't matter what happens this point forward. I'd argue he already delivered an MVP performance. He could disappear. He still will have given you a 2.5 war over 34 games. Kenneth Gott.
He went from an OPS plus of in the 40s to an OPS plus of in the 140s.
Yeah, I know.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
But again, that's where it's unsustainable. But have we seen wild stuff in baseball? Yeah, I saw some nerd named John Olrud almost hit 400 for the Jays in the early 90s.
Oh,
how
about that?
Yeah, everybody did. Who's John Olrud? I watched Kevin Moss.
Is he wore the helmet, right?
Yes.
All the time.
I watched a guy who was a nobody for the New York Yankees, belt 21 home runs in half a season. You thought he was going to be the new Babe Ruth. Cutscene. He didn't hit 20 home runs the rest of his career. I don't know what to do with it, but I'm rolling with it.
Yeah.
Because it's powering the Tigers to being the AL favorite.
Yeah, I remember Biggio hitting all the home runs, but then we found out why.
all right, David, ticket text. We'll go to the callers. Are you waiting for the other shoe to drop, or do you believe this?
I believe it will continue, maybe not on this level, but on an average level, which is good enough.
Okay,
that is from Rick.
Yeah, Rick, you're talking out of both sides of your skull. It's not going to continue if it falls to an average level. That's not the same thing. He's playing at an all-star. He would start the all-star game today if this is what he is. So it's either continuing or it's not. If it falls to average, it's not.
He's finally on a good team that could win something. So he's just actually trying now. I believe it will continue because the team is good.
Hold on, David. You think he makes the All-Star team if this keeps up?
Yeah.
Okay. As a reserve, though, right?
No.
The fans vote.
Oh, no.
You think he would start?
If he's this?
No, but I'm saying because fans vote, therefore
I'll tell you what.
I don't really count it. Oh, because they'll put somebody in who's got a foot in the grave.
I'll look at all
center. Mike Trout.
Yeah, Whit Merrifield. I'll look at all center fielders. But the point is, Rico, that's how good it is.
Yeah.
Right? I just, come on. Yes, David.
Yeah, someone says, we need a documentary on the new Javi Baez. I'm sorry, Javier Baez. This is incredible. Frank at work. Say it in your Denzel training voice. He says, Wyatt Langford ain't got nothing on Baez.
Okay.
And then someone is concerned. Could he be Detroit's version of Sam Darnold? Turns back into a pumpkin come playoffs. Don't want it to happen, but it does scare me. From Frank.
Well, Frank, you and I are simpatico. I always worry about stuff like that. Because if he had one bad year, you could blame the injuries.
Yeah.
He's had five.
Now, it would be very disappointing if he did what Sam Darnold did and went the entire season and disappeared in the postseason.
But guess what? He would have powered you to something. Mm-hmm. I have no slander for the man because, like I said,
he's not a ginger.
Correct. Also not balding. You can win. You can win. He could be a team captain. Let's go to Larry. He'll bat leadoff today. Lair, what's going on? Larry?
Mike, how are you?
Larry, what's going on, buddy?
You struck a chord here. I had to pull over and hold on for a little bit.
Okay.
I know you say the hip doesn't make a difference. The hardest thing in baseball is to do what, Mike? You've said it a million times.
Round ball, round bat. Yes.
You can't do that on one leg. I'm not saying it lasted for 5 years. 2020 was a tough year. He wasn't in there. He had a good year between the Mets and the Cubs in 2021. We all know what he did for the last 2 years. When you go up to the bat and you're not confident and you can't get around on a ball, you can't get to the outside pitch, that's confidence. He's healthy now. He's seeing the ball. He's running like crazy. He wouldn't have been out in center field last year running that on a hip. I'm telling you, people are saying, oh, is it the bat? Who's he working with? Did they fix the swing? It's none of that. Mike, you're knowledgeable. You know baseball. You know sports. It's the damn hip. It's the hip. He can get around on the ball. He can get to the outside. He can go run down balls in center field. No?
No, I'm listening. You're passionate about it. Larry, I'm not discounting that it doesn't help, but the idea that this guy has a damn near 900 OPS, I can't just chalk that up to Dr. Feelgood. This is a version of him I haven't seen since 2016.
Well, I disagree on that. 17, 18, and 19, he had solid seasons.
Yeah, but he didn't have a 900. Hold on. Now, hang on. Now, I'm not trying to bust your balls here, but he didn't have a 900 OPS.
Like, no,
we can't conflate these things and act like they're all the same. Listen, the bottom line is, if you want to have a year where he was close, you could say, I pulled it up right in front of me. Hold on one second, brother. So if you had the time with the Mets, agreed. But if you want a season like this, you got to go back to age 25, 2018. I mean, Lair, if he keeps it up, he keeps it up. I'm not going to be mad about it. But figuring it out, I don't think it's as simplistic as that. There are a multitude of things at play here.
No, I got you, Mike. And is he going to hit in that 900 ops? No. But can it be 650 to 700?
Oh, God,
can he hit 25 or
yes.
30? You know,
yes.
Would that be worth it? If he puts
up a league average OPS of 730, not a penny or a pound more, he will have given this team everything they needed when they needed it. Yeah. Yes, Larry.
And it makes the contract a little bit more understanding, right? I mean,
you can't be awful at your okay. job for 3 years. Larry, come on, buddy.
That's it. We're not going to even think about the last couple of years.
Right. I'm thinking
now
in
you're
a time
taking
capsule
a too far.
Right now.
Right. Thank you. I'm not saying no. It does not absolve him from what he has been from when he was Harvey. I'm saying right here, right now, he was asked to rise to the occasion, and he has done it. And he has cleared this bar. He has cleared the please just don't. What is it, Kenny? Don't be terrible.
Just north of terrible.
Right.
He's north of an all-star right now. Let's go over to Greg, 97.1. Greg, what's going on?
Good afternoon.
Good. What's going on, man?
So I'm following the base train.
Okay.
I think he's kind of like an NFL wide receiver. You know, baseball is a lot mental. And so I think before the hip and before all that, it was just, you know, a case of everything just going wrong for him. And then he just kind of went down the tubes. He gets the hip fixed. He's got Hinch that puts him just, you know, snuck in the bottom of the lineup. And by the way, I think Hinch is our best manager, anything the whole city. I mean, the way that he does matchups and all that kind of stuff, he puts players in the right position to do the right things. And Harvey's in the – well, Harvey. Hopefully he won't become Harvey again.
Freudian slip.
And, dude, I was worried that he'd become Harvey again when they stopped throwing him strikes. But then in that Colorado series, they threw him a ball in the left-hand batter's box that he swung on, and he put up the middle for two RBI. So I think with that one, you can put it on the hip surgery. I had it. That doesn't matter. But Petrie had it, too, and he was talking about everything's off. So he's kind of like a fine, you know, a fine ride. He's like a Ferrari that, yes, has everything perfect, just like a wide receiver. And now we're seeing it. And I think it can go.
But I agree. You know, I agree with, this is what I was trying to say to Larry, Greg, is I just think it's too simplistic to say it's one thing. I agree with you. There's a confidence element. I think his approach, obviously, he feels better. But there's something going on where it's not just one thing. To have this seismic turnaround, I mean, when the guy was perfectly healthy, nobody wanted him. It's really quite something. So, yeah, Greg, I think the organization is starting to develop a real reputation for being able to help guys, fix guys.
Yeah.
Look, you got three guys on this team that are going outer space mode. Mize, Torque, and Harvey. At a certain point, you do need to give credit to the organization. I need to give credit to the organization. So, I'm with you. Can it continue? Do you buy that it'll 870 OPS? You think it continues?
No. I mean, just like people were dropping off the cliff when they lost, two out of three to Texas.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be the same thing. You know, it's baseball. And that's another big part of it. Like you were saying before, this is baseball. It's freaking weird.
It's
like
very
stuff
weird.
Like this happens.
Well, here's the other part, too.
It'll drop down a little bit, but.
Think about this. It shows you how timing is everything in life, Greg. If he started the year awful, he never gets to have this month. But he started in renaissance mode. Mm-hmm. So here's my question. Are people going to stick with this guy when he has a terrible month? Which even at the height of his powers, you can go month to month in the splits of Javi Baez. He would have horrific months. And then he'd have months where he was incendiary.
Yeah,
I mean, he was just white hot. So you got to stick with him now. Even if it gets bad for a couple weeks, this I will give Rico this, that while I don't believe this is what we can expect the rest of the year, I think this has earned this man some grace and some patience if and when he struggles for, God forbid, a few weeks.
Right. He has a bad series where he goes 0 for 12.
Oh, you mean Costa's not going to do a concern topic?
He will.
Javi went 0 for 6. What's your concern level? I'm like, this guy needs that kid needs a Xanax. The team's got the best record in the AL. They lose two out of three to the Rangers.
I was just about to say, remember when Texas took 2 of 3 from us?
Oh, yeah, they're doing panic radio.
The sky is falling.
Concern. Yeah.
Oh, my God. John, what do you think? Oh, wait, John's asleep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.